and welcome back to What's Poppin', where we will be discussing relevant and recent pop culture news. I'm Audrey.
And I'm Jane.
We're your hosts, and we have a list of some great topics lined up to discuss. We are without Sam today, but we have some special guests from the off-camera podcast here, Ella Chang and Avery Cohen. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, guys.
And I also just want to say that there is a third person in their podcast, Vivi, but she is not here today, but we love Vivi. But yeah, they have an Instagram. It's at offcamerapodcast_.
Give them a follow.
So give them a follow.
Most definitely.
Yes. Most definitely. So yeah, we are live today in the studio. How is it? Is this your guys' first time live? Or
I think I went live once, like back in January, maybe.
Yeah.
I think.
And we I forget what the assignment was, but we did have to go live.
Yeah. Radio Roulette.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Well, yeah, so thank you guys for coming on the podcast today.
Of course.
I feel like we got to start off strong here with our first topic.
Yeah.
We have Kate Middleton. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about what's going on with her, but there's so many conspiracy theories going on. I just first want to ask before we get fresh into it, what have you guys heard about Kate Middleton?
Okay, so I heard that, what's the husband's name again?
William.
William was having an affair with, like, Peggy.
Whoa.
Who's Peggy?
Peggy? Where are you getting that one from?
Like Kate Middleton's best friend. I saw it all over TikTok, so I started to believe it. Because then I saw, like, supposedly that William was, like, kind of a violent person, so he was abusing Kate, but I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, I also saw, I wasn't really into the conspiracies, but I did see the photoshopped picture. I don't know if you guys saw that or, like, the zipper, but what about you, Avery?
I saw, okay, so first of all, I thought that she was just flat out dead because,
No.
I have good reason behind this, actually, because I saw Ella showed me a video on TikTok about how they were, like, playing, like, certain bells that only mean that, like, someone in the royal family has died.
Huh.
And then also that they, like, lowered the flag to half mast.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So then I thought, like, she, like, fully died.
I mean, also, the crazy thing was that the royal family was, like, kind of leaning into it. They were not denying.
Yeah,
they were not saying anything. And so that's what just made people, like, kind of go crazy. But it has been revealed as of, like, 2 or 3 hours ago that she has cancer.
Yeah, it's
and
really
she's been battling cancer apparently for a couple months. I'm not sure what type it is.
I heard like since February she's been on chemo, which like makes sense why she's looked different in photos and why they've been photoshopping stuff.
Right. And I think some reason why people have been so crazy about it is because they haven't released, like, the royal family hasn't released anything about it. And I was listening to a podcast actually about that today, saying people think that the royal family are like celebrities and that they post on, like, their Instagram story that they're actually fine. Like, you know, like, I'm just going to say, for example, the Kardashians. Like, they could post in their story clearing something up, but that's the complete opposite for the royal family. They don't use social media, and so it's hard for the public to really know what's actually going on. It could be nothing, but it could be something, too, you know?
Well, we found out that it was actually big.
It was a huge something.
Yeah, a big, But just, like, on the topic of, like, the royal family, have you guys ever seen The Crown?
I watched the last season.
Okay, so I've heard such good things about it.
It's amazing.
But I've heard, like, I feel like I need to have, like, a time, like, carved out to, like, watch it. And I don't have that time. But, like,
especially
I really want to.
Because all the episodes are pretty long. But I've seen all the episodes and, like, it's obviously, like, they pride themselves in their casting. So they try to make it as realistic as possible. They try to make all the outfits and just all the locations as realistic as possible.
I have
it's really good.
I have seen, like, on TikTok Diana's, like, revenge dress.
Yes.
It looks identical. They did such a good job with, like, the casting, like, the actress and, like, her hair, her outfit. It's so just, like, spot on.
It's amazing.
I was so impressed.
I agree. Yeah. But also you're talking about the time having to watch it. The episodes are like an hour, so you are gonna need to really be sitting down and watching it. It's a kind of a commitment.
It is a good commitment.
It's really interesting.
Also, some of it is, like, kind of dark, and another thing I was going to add is that you kind of have to take some of it with a grain of salt, because not every single conversation they have is a conversation that was had.
Yeah.
But it's a great show, and just, like, the London scenery and stuff. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know if you guys have been to London, but Jane and I got to go a couple months ago, and it was just, like, really cool.
Really cool.
Have you been?
So when I went to Europe last summer, I went to Paris and then a small town in Tuscany, Italy. And
so cool.
It was so fun. Mm-hmm. But me and my sister had a choice to either fly into London and spend a week in London or fly into Paris and spend a week in Paris. Mm-hmm. And we chose Paris just because I feel mm-hmm. like it's more like it's harder to get to.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like London is just more likely we'll go again, but Paris is a little bit more.
London is also a lot like Seattle, I would say, like, where we are from. Like,
I was getting that there, vibe. Like,
firstly, it's a massive, massive city. But, like, mm-hmm. we were there for about 4 days, and I would say there's about 5 days worth of things to do if you're a mm-hmm. tourist.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it's just, I love the accents. And I love the yes. little kids and their accents when they're like, mommy. Like, it's just, like, the most adorable thing ever.
Like, I've brought this up so many times to, like, my friends, but I want an accent. Yeah, either Australian or British. I feel like it'd be so much more fun.
Don't you think you'd ever get bored of it? Like, don't you think people think
it's just your voice?
I feel like you don't get bored of it. You're just, like, people around you just get used to it. Because if you're always talking in an accent, like, in the accent that you have, then it's, like, the normal.
I also love losing my voice. Like, I love when your voice is, like, raspy. And I just sound, like, raspy.
I feel so, like, special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also, you're talking about, like, why you picked Paris over London, and that kind of reminded me, like, when we were there, both were super cool, but I feel like Paris, the museums, just outweigh the
just
London
better.
Ones.
It was
like,
just better.
They're so much better.
The food, the vibes.
So, I must contradict that. I did not go to a single museum.
I must contradict that.
No way.
I didn't go to a single museum. I chose, we had, like, 1 day, like, fully carved out for museums, mm-hmm. and my mom went to a museum, but me, my dad, and my sister chose to go to the Versailles Palace.
Oh, good choice.
That was
and
so cool.
And went to, like, the Versailles town.
We were
which
there.
I would say was my favorite day there.
The little markets they have there with all the food.
That was, I have a gorgeous picture of, like, the fresh
Avery
food.
Avery showed it to me, oh my gosh.
It was the cutest. It's, like, one strip.
It's a lot of walking, too.
It's a lot of walking,
the train,
but
it's like, wow, this
we
is
took
a
an
heart,
Uber.
Kind of.
Yeah,
we took an Uber.
Literally, like, I was going to say, the museums, it was the complete opposite for us, because my brother is pretty intellectual, so we would go to about, like, I think we went to 15 museums on our whole
trip.
Oh,
my God.
No.
In Paris, we went to at least 5 or 6.
I'm more
he
of, like...
He would spend the whole entire time walking around, like, looking at each painting, spending, like, 5 minutes
that's
each...
That's crazy.
Reading about it, looking at it, taking a picture of it, and I just kind of just turned my head around the museum. Okay, I've seen all the paintings.
No,
let's
I feel like that's
on.
All, because, like... I'm more of, like, sightseeing. Like, we went to the Sacré-Cœur, which is, like, the, I don't know how to explain it. It's a big church on top of the hill where you can see the whole city of Paris.
Wow.
We went to the Sacré-Cœur. We saw the Eiffel Tower at night when it's all, like, sparkly and lit up. Mm-hmm. We did l'Arc de Triomphe and the Champs-Élysées.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we did, like, Versailles. We just did, like, a lot of, like, the sightseeing
Versailles
stuff.
Versailles was awesome.
Versailles is my favorite.
Except
we
were there.
So cute.
It was so cute.
We didn't go inside, though, because it was very...
Really?
It was, like, a last minute.
It
like,
was
day
dusty
of,
in there.
It was
yeah.
day of decision. So, like, we just walked around the gardens and they kind of, like,
is
peered
gorgeous.
In the windows.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. I was the whole time we were walking inside, I was like, when can we go to the gardens?
And so, we were there in summer, so, like, it was
way
it was,
better.
Way
we were there
better.
Winter.
Yeah, like, the gardens were, like, all the flowers were had bloomed. It was just gorgeous. It was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it was awesome. But, anyway, next, we kind of want to talk about Olivia Rodrigo just released another album. It's called Guts Spilled. And I know
Ella listened.
Are you guys?
Yeah,
you
I did
Avery,
listen.
Are you going to the concert?
Yes, me and Ella
okay,
are both
yeah.
going to the
and
concert.
Ella, okay.
Are you guys
so
going
guys,
together?
You
no, have... we were, but there were problems with tickets.
We so. Tried to, we tried to, but just tickets did not. It was so hard to get tickets.
The yeah. Great War of Ticketmaster.
We won.
Part 2.
Yes.
You
so
won this time.
We won this time.
But anyway, so first of all, you guys are going to have to tell us what songs you're most excited to listen to at the concert. And we're going to talk about...
Our favorite tracks.
Our favorite new Spilled song.
There's 5 new tracks.
So I am guilty of this. I haven't listened to Guts Spilled because I generally thought it came out tonight.
Yeah. Because Friday releases are, like, more, like, relevant than Thursday.
Right. I just happened to be on Instagram last night at 9 p.m.
Oh, like, lucky.
Yeah. Just, you know, and I think nowadays every single artist is doing Thursday at 9 p.m., like, Friday midnight. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, Ella, you have listened to the whole thing.
Oh, you have?
I've listened to all the tracks.
All the tracks.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember, like, your favorites, or are you willing to rank them? Or just maybe your top one song?
My top song was probably Obsessed. I don't know. Like, it takes me a while to get to, like, know the tracks, so I have to keep on listening to it. Since it's fairly new, I, like, don't really have my top picks yet, but I've just listened to Obsessed, like, over and over again because it's on the tour set list, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have a question about this, actually. Is it actually on the tour set list? Because I've heard she, like, switches.
It is.
Because she also played Can't Catch Me Now.
That was, like, a special night. She was like,
that's what I was curious about.
She was like, I think there are so many, like, Hunger Game fans out here, like, why don't I play Can't Catch Me Now?
I love that song so much.
I think I would rather
Avery is a huge Hunger Games fan.
I love the Hunger Games. Yeah. I know.
Avery, PETA or Gail?
PETA. 100% PETA.
I say Gail. But if it was by looks, Gail.
Yeah, Gail.
No.
Okay.
PETA and Catching Fire. PETA and Catching Fire is.
Is that the one where they had
Chef's Kiss?
Is that the one where they were wearing like the white and black jumpsuits? That one.
Yeah. They filmed it.
Then yes, I agree with that.
Thank you.
I agree.
Anyway, okay, we need to hear what song you guys are most excited to hear in concert. Ooh. Olivia Rodrigo.
This is hard. Okay,
it depends. Like, if I want like a good like cry, like Making the Bed or The Grudge.
Oh yeah,
I forgot she's also playing songs from Sour.
I'm excited for Traitor from
like
Sour.
Happier,
Traitor
really
is so good.
Traitor.
But I'm so mad she didn't add All I Want onto the playlist. That's
one song. Guys, like that is gotta be like. I love that song.
That song is such a classic.
Just such a classic. Like, if you don't know that song,
top
then you
three
just don't know music.
Oh, 100%.
I agree. And I really like the song Stranger that came
out.
And also, she released a song called So American.
Which is my favorite,
Jay really likes it, but I personally think, and I could be wrong, it's about Louis Partridge. No, Ella, it's not pronounced Louis...
Louis Partridge. Partridge.
Louis Partridge. I think Louis. So American is about him. Like he says, I'm so American and like all that stuff.
That's like only an English would only say like you're so American because like what American would say that
exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you guys think about their relationship?
Oh my gosh, I saw this TikTok on TikTok and Louis had a book with him at the concert, and it was so funny.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
What? I'm sure crazy. People were digging into that, being like, he must hate Olivia. Yeah. He must think her concerts are so boring.
I feel like I can see both sides. Like, he wants to be supportive, but he has gone to every show.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the same repetitive songs. Like, I remember
the performances.
Yeah. I remember right when, like, the Taylor Swift Eras tour kicked off.
Oh, my God, I have to say that,
last year, March 16th, I think, I saw these two girls on TikTok who had tickets to almost every single US
show. I think I know
who
you're talking about. Are they the mega fans?
Oh, my gosh.
They were in her article at the time.
Yeah, I think so.
Add on that. I know Sam, who's not here today, she actually went to Seattle Night 1, and she had the opportunity to go to Seattle Night 2. And it was awesome, you know? But then I was also going to say how Travis Kelce goes to, like, a couple shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How does he not, like, I'm sorry, I would love it, but also after, like, four shows, I think I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
I have,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that would keep me waiting would be the surprise song.
It's probably the fans. Yeah. The fans would go after him if he
would.
Yeah.
He would be like, he's sitting down!
Like,
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Like, I have this friend from soccer. Her name's Miley. She's the sweetest, but she's a really big Taylor Swift fan, and she had tickets to Seattle Night 1, and then had a great time, and then went to stand outside the stadium at Seattle Night 2.
Wow.
And they were like, we're just going to try it. Like, we're going to try to get spotted by Taylor Nation. You know how they'll give you free tickets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she was with, like, Miley was with her, like, sister and then some family friends. And they were all big Swifties. And they went up to security and were like, do you know how we can find Taylor Nation? And they're like, how many of there are in your group? And she was like, four, and like, follow us.
What?
And they brought her to Taylor Nation.
No.
Taylor Nation gave her tickets, lower bowl. And it was around, like, the Reputation era.
Who is Taylor Nation? That's another question.
I don't know. It was just, like, people, like, that look like security, but obviously weren't.
So all you had to do was ask.
Apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, obviously she wasn't able to get to the beginning, but she came in right at the beginning of, like, Reputation. So she saw a good portion of the concert.
Yeah.
And for already going Night 1, she got so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Imagine getting to say, I met Taylor Nation.
No, that's not.
No, but I don't think she met Taylor Nation.
But, like,
I think,
she did. They had the tickets.
Had experience with Taylor Nation.
My biggest flex from the Taylor Swift concert is Scott Swift gave me a guitar pick.
When I saw that on Instagram, I was actually like, no way. Like,
Maddie Schubert.
You guys were, like, laying on top of each other.
Yeah, Maddie Schubert has a picture of me. And we ran down to the front row. I'm literally, like, almost, like, on top of someone. I stuck my hand out, and I got it, and I started bawling. And then this lady comes up and goes, what are you doing? You're in my seat. And I was like, why are you so excited? It's just a guitar pick. And I was like, you don't understand. It's more than just a guitar pick.
Nah, honestly. That reaction is not allowed to be judged.
Yeah. First of all, if you're at the concert, most people there are Swifties. So and everyone's nice.
Everyone there.
So, like, who is the person that's going to reckon me the Karen that says you should not be excited about this?
I've always heard, like, horror stories of, like, people at the concert, like, being like judged by someone behind them, and I would be so upset if my concert experience was ruined because someone was constantly telling me to be quiet.
I think that's why a lot of people really like the Eras Tour, because it's like everyone there is there because, like, they just love the music.
It's like a community.
It is. And I love the tradition of trading friendship bracelets. It was so cute. Some of my best friendship bracelets were from little kids.
Aww. I know.
Up to me, and like the mom would be holding their hand, and the mom would be like, she wants to trade bracelets. Can you trade bracelets? I'm like, of course. And she, I held up my arm. She'd pick. I had an arm of bracelets that I loved and didn't trade, and then I had an arm of bracelets that I would trade. So I hold up my arm and I let them pick. And
they
And I traded with police officers.
I saw that on your Instagram.
You did.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that post.
No, same actually. But yeah, that was really like super cool. Like, I think it was a really cool experience. And getting a guitar pick from Scott Swift is.
Insane. I think not many people can say that. She has it in her phone
case. Actually, a lot of people can, but
keep it
special.
In your phone. I was about to ask, where do you put the guitar pick?
I keep it safely tucked away in my phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
She just showed it to us.
It's
awesome. It's
a Midnight's guitar pick. And, like, doesn't he, like, manufacture them? Only he has them? I felt like...
I think I saw Travis Kelce's passing out guitar.
Yeah, because I think, like, Scott Swift, like, manufactures them, so he... is the only one that, like, has copies, and then he gives them out.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah.
I also saw that some people think that Scott Swift runs the Taylor Nation account or something.
I saw that.
I strongly disagree.
I don't think he does.
I don't think
he'd
have the time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, just a lot of great concert experiences. Like, do you guys have anything else? I know Ella was talking about how she might have... Are you going, or maybe you're not, to Niall Horan?
I'm not really sure yet. Like, I still could get tickets because my brother wants to go, but I don't know.
Maddie should go. Is Davis a Niall Horan fan?
No, I have an older brother named Jackson. He's a Niall Horan
fan. You should definitely go.
We were, like, me and Jane have been listening to a lot of Niall Horan recently, and he's just, like, really solid. And he's going to play some One Direction songs. I'm not sure.
I know.
Ridgefield or something like that?
Or is it the Gorge? We're going to the Gorge for NoCon, which we've talked about a lot on this concert.
I wish.
Talk about it like 24/7.
Okay, I have a kind of a controversial question. Not like controversial, but like a question. No, it's not bad at all.
Is she going to say she hates NoCon?
No, I'm not like the biggest fan, but like I'm getting to know his music more.
Okay.
And like I'm kind of like a beginning fan, you know?
Good.
Seeing his music, like, I like it. But here's my question, because me and my sister Sienna like disagree about this, but back to like Taylor Swift, like, because her two most popular openers, I feel like, are Sabrina Carpenter and Gracie Abrams. So who would you rather have open?
Gracie all the way.
That's okay, because
I think Gracie.
Last episode, Brianna was telling us how much she's obsessed with Sabrina's Hopelessly Devoted to You. I don't know if you guys have seen that. She also had done Dancing Queen. When I heard Gracie, it was like, just like the best, like, I don't know. I would rather go to a Gracie concert.
Really,
awesome.
But I think since I've already heard Gracie, I would say Sabrina. What about you, Jane?
I know. I think I'd say Sabrina, but the thing is, I love Gracie. Hearing it was amazing, hearing her sing live. But sometimes her music's a little more mellow, you know?
Yeah.
And it was all really good. But I feel like if I'm hyped before a concert, I might want something like
that makes
Sabrina,
sense.
Like, to pick me up. But they're both super talented, and I'm just... I want to say both, but maybe I'd say after seeing Gracie once, Sabrina.
I feel like I say Gracie only because I feel kind of bad about this, saying this, but I wasn't the biggest Gracie fan before her concert.
Same, actually.
I saw her.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was a little.
Okay.
Ella's
always been a Gracie fan, but then like after her concert, I was like, I like enjoyed her. So like, I want to kind of look into her more. Yeah. And now I'm like a really big fan of hers. So I want to go back because I know I'm almost like, I know all the songs that she plays as like, her, like,
did you not know any?
No. I knew, like,
I
don't know how many songs.
I think I knew everyone.
I don't know how many songs on her set, but
actually,
I knew
like six. Actually, we knew every song.
Thanks. Okay, guys, I regret saying that now.
Just
thanks.
Kidding.
I knew a majority of her songs.
What are your favorites? Like,
crazy
song.
Oh my gosh, In Between. That's so basic, but like, it's so good. And
please
so, like,
release that.
I think mine are also really basic, but like, Feels Like and I Miss You, I'm Sorry.
Oh yeah.
I like 21.
21's good.
I like Rockland.
I like Rockland's good.
Wait, I don't. Close to You is not released yet,
no,
is it?
It's
I want
that
one. I want it to be released.
What is that one?
So good. It got like.
It's a TikTok
long...
leaked.
Yeah.
Like if you search it up on TikTok.
I also, speaking of like the TikTok leaks, I just like listened to Obsessed. Like I had not listened to it since yesterday night. So,
really?
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have already listened to it.
I can't like listen to Obsessed without thinking of Addison Rae's song.
Oh. What?
She has a song
called like Obsessed. Yeah. Really? And it's like
I'm obsessed with me. Me.
Oh, of course it's me. Of course she's obsessed with herself.
I'm obsessed with me. Yeah. And so should you. With something really
okay, well,
weird.
We can compare who's clearly the better songwriter.
I wonder.
Speaking of songs, do you guys want to hop into Song of the Week? Or
sure,
we can
why not?
Go to March Madness. What are you guys thinking of? Song of the Week, maybe?
Yeah, should we do Song of the Week first?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a new segment. Jane, do you want to introduce it? This is our third Song of the Week.
It's our third time doing this. Okay, Song of the Week. Pretty much, we started with 5 songs, but really kind of depends on how much time we have here. So we're going to do 1 song, which I honestly like more because you have to really think about what song that you've been listening to a lot this week. Mm-hmm. And you can just talk about why you like it. Like, you know, sometimes it can bring up good vibes, like summertime. But, yeah, just, you guys already picked your song here. Mm-hmm. We can start off with Avery.
Okay.
Introduce your song. Tell us why you pick it.
My song's Pursuit of Happiness by Kid... Is it Cudi?
Cudi.
I said Cudi. Okay. Pursuit of Happiness, Kid Cudi. I chose the song because I was hanging out with some friends last Friday night, and it was like the sun was setting. It was like really nice out. We were playing basketball, and the song was playing. Pursuit of Happiness was playing, and it's just a like good vibe song, like summer song. I have like good memories connected to it. Mm-hmm. It's an overall solid summer song.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Ella.
Oh, wait, I accidentally put mine in Ella's name.
That's okay.
Is mine.
Ella, but you go ahead.
Okay, I chose Prove It by 21 Savage. This is because Kira and I, like, this is, like, a song that we always, like, can agree on when we listen to music in class. And it's just that we really want to go
in
to
physics.
His concert. Yeah, in physics, human geography. And we just really want to go to his concert, so, yeah.
That's awesome.
You go, Jane.
Okay. I picked 18 by, is it Khalid or Khalid?
I say Khalid,
but I think it'd be either.
Yeah, and it's just a summer song. I think I added it to our summer playlist. I'm like, this is a good summer song, along with the one that Audrey's about to say, but I also think it's a really good one.
Knock Knock by Mac Miller is mine.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one. I'll have to give it a listen.
I have been listening to more Mac Miller recently.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. I just have been.
Have you guys listened to The Spins by Mac Miller?
Of course.
I love that song.
Of course.
Also, Love Lost, I don't know. I've just been getting into it more.
Yeah.
What's one song that you think when you hear it, this reminds me of summer? Like, this is the song.
Good Days by SZA.
Okay.
I don't like that song. Why does everyone, like...
I like that song.
I like, it's, like, just the, like, instrumental part. It's
I
so good.
I 100% agree.
It just reminds me of the ocean.
I think the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I gotta put my summer playlist here.
Yeah, pull it up.
I sent Avery our summer playlist, and I hope she's listening. She's been listening.
I have. Okay, I have a few. I'm just gonna name some that first come to mind.
Okay.
So, like, the one, Empire of the Sun, like, Walking on a Dream, We Are the People.
Yeah.
Out of My League by Fits and the Tantrums.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you knew that one. It's popular, yeah.
Last Night by The Vamps. The Spins, Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I feel like some people either love it or hate it, but Praise Jaw in the Moonlight.
I hate it.
I love
Avery
that song.
Avery knows my opinion on that
one. Yeah. And then Pursuit of Happy. Okay, like, I love all these. Like, literally.
Oh, Our Last Summer, Mamma Mia.
I love Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
I just watched it for the first time. It was good.
It's such a staple.
I think it's very hyped up. And I thought it was good. I didn't expect it to be as musical as it was.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. You know, it's a classic. You got to watch
the classic.
She didn't expect it to be like an actual musical. I think she was just expecting background music as ABBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, wait. What's that one song behind, like, Silencio Bruno? Like, you know that song?
Oh, it's like,
that's such
dun,
a summer
dun, dun,
song.
Dun. Oh, it's, oh my
that
God.
Just reminds
it's,
me
it's
of
by ABBA.
SOS.
No. No.
I could not help you out there.
I literally, like, had it. I think I had it on my playlist. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That one's a really good song. It's by ABBA.
It's not SOS?
No, it's like the. can you still, it's like, Silencio Bruno, oh. Silencio Bruno, can you still hear Sophia, it? No, hear just it? You. And it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
dun,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
I know
the one you're talking about, but I don't know the one you're talking about. You know
what? I'll find that one, guys.
I was just going to say, I like all of Avery's songs. I think that those are good summer songs.
I agree. You know what's another song that everyone says that's so summer? Brazil by Declan McKenna.
Yeah, that's on my playlist.
Okay, that's like what I heard. Caroline, I think it was Caroline and Jackie saying that's their number one summer song. So
it's a great song.
Caroline and Jackie put us on that. Even though I've always known the song, I just like don't listen to it.
Yeah, I feel like I listened to it a lot last summer, so it's not like my top this summer, but we'll see.
Lots of good new music. If you guys want to listen to Avery and Ella and Vivi talk about their favorite shows and movies, talk about it on off camera. And you guys are, what, Tuesdays at 8?
Yeah, Tuesdays at 8.
Give them a follow.
Instagram, they have Spotify.
I also just want to mention that they got a really big comment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The Summer Intern Party fan page, so they're kind of famous for 40K followers.
Yeah.
So anyway, give them a follow and look at their account. Because I love their podcast. It's awesome.
I love it. And I'm a big off-camera fan.
Yeah, number one fan.
You would catch me the picture as for the their post, favorite so. Photographer.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
100%. When you guys make it big, I will still be willing to take some time out of my
day. Audrey gets the good photos.
Yeah.
Those angles.
We have to add, we're huge What's Poppin' fans.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Huge.
And
we want to do a collab. Like a big collab.
When Ella says that I get the angle, she means I am willing to get on the floor and get the phone in the perfect 0.5 setup for the jumping.
It's dedication.
Dedication.
Okay, and, put me on the podcast.
To wrap things up, should we just quickly just say who our predictions for who's going to win March Madness?
Yes.
Let's do
it. Great idea. I have UNC and Tennessee in the final. Got to go Tar Heels on this one.
Oh, yeah. I got, I don't know. Let's see who I have in the finals. I know I have Illinois winning, which is kind of a stretch. I'm not going to lie. Some people don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the finals, I believe I have Illinois and Houston.
Okay.
We have UNC and
Gonzaga.
Because mm-hmm. I want to say that I did spend about 30 seconds. I closed my eyes and I clicked a bunch of random teams. I got the same final that my brother spent about 2 hours working on.
That's perfect. That's so funny. Yep. I love that.
Amazing. I'm very proud of myself. So you guys got Gonzaga in there?
I got to go home. I got to go Gonzaga. I remember.
But we think UNC is going to win it.
Yeah, we have UNC winning it all.
Tar Heels.
But I remember last year with Gonzaga, I had Gonzaga winning. And I have a vivid memory. I think either quarterfinals or semifinals, they were against UCLA. Mm. And Gonzaga is up by 2 in the last seconds of the game. And UCLA drains a 3-point buzzer beater to win the game.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
I was so upset about that.
That was crazy. But let's see if the Zags, like, win this time.
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
They're a strong team this year.
Also, Wazoo was in it. But, thank you guys so much for coming on live. Hopefully we can do this again with Vivi and Sam.
Yes. It was so much fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. And you can catch us, What's Poppin', Mondays at 8 on 88 on the Bridge. We're on Spotify. And we are on Instagram.
And all of the music platforms. So
all of the streaming platforms, might I add.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.